حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
نستعينه ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Dear respected brothers, dear respected parents, fathers and mothers, please kindly open your mind, open your heart, open your ears, and pay attention to what I'm going to say to today, inshallah. This is a speech which is directed to the parents as well as the children, especially that we are approaching the end of the academic year. And basically, this is time for children to relax, to play, to go sleep late, and some of them may be watching TV until 1 and 2 o'clock. The problem here, what we want to talk about today, is something called delay. And to delay something, that means I'm not making it in the time as it's supposed to be. The Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them, when they used to approach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked him, O Prophet of Allah, أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى؟ Which deed are more dearer to Allah? And emphasize this on the ER, not dear but dearer, more beloved to Allah. The Sahaba did not go for the lower bid. Fulfill the obligation and this is it. You're always looking for what is the best. In actuality, my dear respected brothers and sisters, when we're trying for the best, when we're trying to be in time, there is other factors involved. Even if you're flying, even if you're driving, there is obstacles, there is something in going opposite of you. The wind, the road, the construction, maybe flat tire, and also policemen. This is reality. So if you are not taking these things in consideration, your estimation will fail. What I'm trying to say, when we are working for the minimum, we never going to reach the minimum. Because there is other factors and obstacles that is going to be in our way. So we try to make our zuhr and this it, no sunnah, no this, no that. In actuality, you don't reach the zuhr. And when you're making the zuhr, you are not there. And one thing, subhanAllah, about the sunnahs, it seems to be like getting you into the atmosphere of the prayer. It gets you to the mood that you be there before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you come to the obligation prayer, you are in the best way of communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in actuality, for that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is putting us in the atmosphere of the prayer before we even come to the prayer, before we even approach the mosque. Which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, what the meaning is, إِذَا أَتَيْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَأْتُوهَا وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةِ. When you come to the prayer, come in tranquility. Come in a low base of walking. Don't come rushing. Don't come running. Because what? You're coming for salah. So you need to prepare yourself for how to be in salah. If you come in rushing to the salah, you are already in the mood of rushing. So inside the salah, you're doing the salah the same way you come into the salah. So we need to get ourselves early enough and prepare ourselves, not the delay things, so we can at least get the minimum. So when the Sahaba asking, which these are more dear to Allah, this is something very beautiful. They want to have ear blasts. I don't know what they give in the school more than ear blasts, you understand, I forget things, but we have Jayed and Jayed Jidun Mumtaz, but I didn't get, when I came to this country, I didn't come to go to school here. Alhamdulillah, Allah bless me that I came here to teach Islam and to give da'wah. So I didn't get in the system to know what is after Iblas. So don't make fun of me or laugh at me if I don't know what's after Iblas. But we have Jayid, Jayid Jiddan and Mumtaz in our country, okay? So what we talking about here, how you can get Iblas. And this was the attitude of the Sahaba. أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. Which deeds are more dear to Allah? So now if we, people who are living in the 20th century or 21st century, will try to shoot to the same target of the Sahaba, we may get halfway or we may get the minimum. But the problem with some Muslims nowadays shooting for the minimum, what are you going to get? Wallahi brothers, I went someplace. And I was surprised because my dear brothers, the Muslims who work in this company, they're still there. But it says this, Imam, I know you understand, but I told my wife to call me 10 minutes before 2. I.e., he will catch the Jummah 10 minutes before 2 because they have a meeting and he's going to be in a meeting. He will finish, not in Jummah, but his wife has even to remind him. Now he has to take his coat off or his working clothes off and put the new clothes and the drive and be here. You know what salah he's going to catch?
There's no need for chutzpah.
There is no chutzpah. There is no chassid. What is the Muslim getting? Someone, like I told you, one of the brothers asked me, if I catch the last tashahhud in Jum'ah, should I pray 2 rak'at or I pray 4 rak'at? You see? Why? Because we're looking for the minimum. We are not talking the same language of the Sahaba. Which deen is more dear to Allah? So now we all what we are asking to attend Jum'ah or to attend the Salah of Jum'ah, and after this we do not even come to the Jum'ah itself. So now we, what's happening? We catch 1 rak'at, 2 rak'at, we satisfy, we run back again. It's very serious. It's very serious, brothers. Wallahi, it's very serious. And you know that this is your day of Eid. This is the Eid, the weekly feast for you as a Muslim. If you are not considering your Eid, what are you going to consider? How much we are going to be running behind the dunya to such a degree that we could not be at least for the khutbah, at least. We come for the salah. It's very serious. What the Prophet ﷺ told them, As-salah ala waqtiha, performing the prayer in its time. When the salah comes, do it. This is something which is so dear to Allah. What's happening with us nowadays? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين. Woe to those who make salah. Woe to the worshippers. What kind of people? الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون المعون. الله سبحانه وتعالى did not say woe to those who are not making salah, but he says the woe and the punishment and hellfire Allah is preparing for those who are neglectful, those who doesn't care too much. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, تلك صلاة المنافق تلك صلاة المنافق تلك صلاة المنافق يجلس يركب الشمس حتى إذا كانت بين قرنين الشيطان قام فنكر 4 لا يذكر الله فيها إلا قليلا. This is the prayer of the hypocrite, Gabriel. This is the prayer of the hypocrite. This is the prayer of the hypocrite. Brothers, if anybody call you a name, how do you like this? If somebody call you a dog, you know what you're going to do? You know what? To be a dog, Muslim dog, is better than being a munafiq. The dog we mentioned in the Quran. The dog has covered the believers and sat watching for them on the cave. But to be a hypocrite, the Prophet ﷺ says this is the prayer of the hypocrite. Would you like to be a hypocrite? He says this is the prayer of the hypocrite. He sits watching the sun until it's almost about to set. He will get up and make 4 rak'at. He doesn't know what he's saying next. He mentions the name of Allah little. Asr comes at 5 o'clock. What time Maghrib comes? 8:10. So 8 o'clock now he's going to come, use the bathroom, make an wudu, and make 4 rak'at, and this before Maghrib. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is the salah of the munafiq. If this is the salah of the munafiq, and he's still avoiding Islamic legality, he's still considered mid-asr. He's still mid-asr, okay? What about if the person prayed after sunset? Of course we don't have this, but now let me tell you what I'm talking about. What the Imam talking about, the school year is finishing and the children and the parents? Yes. How many of our children during the summer they get up before sunrise and make salah? We're not talking about coming to the mosque. this out of our thinking, out of our thoughts, out of our schedule, out of our consideration. How many of our children, they get up, their parents, who's supposed to be responsible about them, wake them up to make salah before sunrise? How many? Of course. If the child stay awake until 1 o'clock in the morning, if the child stay in the phone until 2 o'clock in the morning, if the child stay watching TV until 3 o'clock in the morning, of course he's going to be wakened by the time for Zuhr. Who's responsible? يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. Call your wife, save yourself and your family and your children from your fire. Who's responsible? Number one, the father. Number two is the mother. Why I say the father? Because the father have more authority. He can be feared more by the children than the mother. He's more strict than the mother is soft. He's responsible. He's number one. Because الرجال قوامون على النساء. He's the man who's in charge. Allah made him to be the imam and the leader. So he's a sinner. His wife is a sinner. And after this, our children, they grow up in this habit. ذكر عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل نام حتى أصبح فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذاك رجل بال الشيطان في أذنيه. It's been mentioned in the presence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that a man slept until the morning. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed this iman whom the shaitan had urinated in his ears. How many parents, not children, that their parents are dirty and impure. This reality, the Prophet said, and we better believe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How we don't know, but the Prophet said, and the Prophet doesn't speak from his own desire. Allah is telling him. And guess what? The matter is more serious than this. Do you know that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, when he mentioned this hadith, he brought it under the shatter of Qiyam al-Layl, not Salat al-Fajr before sunrise. Imam Nawawi utilized this hadith to show you the seriousness of somebody doesn't make tahajjud, night prayer, optional. What you going to say to somebody who stays sleeping until the sun rising with no salah before sunrise? And I want to tell you one thing, my dear respected brothers and sisters. I mean, some of you think it's harsh, and I'm not going to be giving you a false information or bat you on the shoulder in something wrong, because the matter is so serious. Some people, they believe in something called qaza or qada. And they believe they can go ahead and sleep, no big deal, and they can get up 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and they can make 2 rak'at, making up for the morning prayer. You better save your breath. Your salah is not qada for you, it's not expected, and if you pray 10,000 times, it's not going to make up for this 2 rak'at at the mess. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made what you may call it qada for two cases. من نام عن صلاة أو نسيها فليؤديها إذا ذكرها فذلك وقتها ليس لها كفارة إلا ذلك. Whosoever overslept or forgot a prayer, let him perform it as soon as he remembers this is the time for it. I usually go and make salah with the jama'ah for Zuhr. Today when I'm going to the mosque, somebody stopped me, talking to me and giving them da'wah, so I did not go to the mosque, I forgot. Because I'm in a habit, always going to the mosque, I forgot. So now at Maghrib, I'm sitting, reflecting about my daily schedule. Oh, wow, subhanallah, I didn't meet Zuhr today. The Prophet said, it's okay, you forgot, you can pray it now. But for somebody who's sitting watching TV until 2 o'clock, talking in the phone until 1 o'clock, running, playing here and there until 3 o'clock, and after this, go to sleep, of course, you are not going to be able. No matter what, not any consideration for fajr. And now you're going to tell me you're making qadr? Are you making the law to Allah? Are you teaching Allah? قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهِ بِدِينِكُمْ Are you going to tell Allah what is qadr? You going to make the law the fiqh law? You become Imam Abu Hanifa now? You become Imam Malik and making your own rules in Islam, brother, I'm making qadr. Yeah, maybe once every blue moon heaven will be acceptable, but you need to take all the necessary steps and means and preparation. I want to ask you one simple, brother, I was asking a simple question. If you have a flight at 5:30, you're going to stay up until 2 o'clock, and you're going to go lay down without alarm clock, and you are not going to ask your wife and your children, please make sure I don't miss my flight, and you know you have to be there 1 hour before the flight for security purpose, and you know you have to drive for another half an hour, and you know another half an hour to get ready for my shirt, and you have a cup of coffee. So what time to catch the flight? So what time you need to get up? What time you need to go to sleep? The discipline of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان يكره النوم قبلها أي قبل العشاء والسمر بعدها. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to dislike people going to sleep before Salat al-Isha. And he was used to dislike people sitting and talking after Salat al-Isha. Why? Because they are obligation. Brothers, sisters, matter of Islam is so serious. We could not continue and be playing with Islam like this. You know, you may go to your shop one time late, once a week or once a month, but what's going to happen if you keep going to your work every Tuesday? You're going to be late for 10 minutes. You think your boss will keep you there? You think your boss... So, when are we going to deal with Islam like we deal with the dunya life? When are we going to respect the law of Allah like we respect the laws and the rules of school and manufacturers and jobs and all this? When? Especially some of us already getting older. Some of us, okay, they have some wives here. Some of us, they already became fathers. Some of us already became grandparents. And you're responsible about yourself, and you're responsible about your children. And you're going to have to listen. خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةِ This is what Allah is saying in the Quran. Take what I gave you seriously. Take this Quran and Sunnah seriously. Take the law and the rules and regulation of Islam seriously. Stop being with it. So our children did not get up on us, it's not a big deal, but if there is a final exam, you're getting them ready, and mom get up early to fix the breakfast, and the dad warming up the car, why? Because final exam. So concerned about our children. We are not taking it seriously. When it comes to today, as a result of this, you find some of our children, which is they are teenagers, boys, they are not here in Jum'ah. Why? Because they are in school. And the school, of course, is more important than the deen. Yes, you are not saying this with your tongue, but this is your action. If you believe the Jum'ah obligatory when you are a child, and they are salam, and after 3 weeks Allah will put a seal in your son's heart, but a seal in his heart, you are not going to continue playing with the life and the future of your children and letting them continue and be in the class. You could not be careless from 1:30 to 2 o'clock or whenever, wherever the Jum'ah comes in your town, or and you doing anything except being in the mosque. So my dear respected brothers and sisters, let's try to take this matter serious. And let's try to train our children to be good Muslims. And I was talking to somebody and said, 5:30, automatically I'm up, and I could not sleep. Say, subhanAllah, said, my father trained us since we used to be young children, that get up for Fajr, no sleep after this. Now, this person is adult, have their children, and they still have this thing in their system. They've been trained. We need to train our children, and we need to be concerned about our children, and I end this. For the children and the parents, for those who did not make fasting time and those who did not not come for Jum'ah in time. ولا يزال أقوام يتأخرون حتى يؤخرهم الله. Some of the Muslims continue delaying themselves until Allah will delay them. You come and the Musalla have room and you sit in the reception area. You come, there is a place in the reception area, you go upstairs. It's going to be delaying yourself. Now watch what's going to happen to you. A year or two later, you are not going to be sitting in the Musalla or the reception room or upstairs. You are not coming to Jum'ah. And after this you're going to come for Eid and give it 2-3 years more, you are not even coming for Eid. Because this is the way how you dealt with Allah. So Allah delay you. So we could not delay the prayer. We could not delay the orders of Allah. We could not neglect our obligation, and we need to take the matter serious, because if it's serious, then you will get no soon or later. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى إن المنافقين يخادعون الله وهو خادعهم وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى لا يراؤون الناس ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. Indeed the hypocrite are deceiving Allah, but Allah is deceiving them. Allah is blotting for them. They blotting, Allah blotting. He said, they do things for the show off, to be seen by people. And when they get up for Salah, they drag in their feet. They are lazy. They do it for the sake of the people, and they don't mention the name of Allah except a little. Please, try to see if this verse is reflecting in you. How do you pray Fajr? Even you are home. Even if you are home, sit down, child. Sit down, son. Listen, a word maybe benefit you. How do you pray? Because you were so tired, exhausted. You want to sleep 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Now you want to get for Fajr. You will go. You throw in the water like this. You don't really want to wash your face. Because you want... When you continue in sleep, and Allahu Akbar, you'll be standing like this, Allahu Akbar, right away, in the same spot you made the 2 rak'ahs, you lay down. Because you're tired. You could not even open your eyes. You're in a big trouble. This is the characteristic of the munafiqeen. This is the character of the hypocrite. When they stand up for the prayer, they are lazy. They mention Allah little. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us in the hadith, and listen very carefully. ليس صلاة أثقل على الناس ليس صلاة أثقل على المنافقين من صلاة الفجر والعشاء ولو يعلمون ما فيهما لأتوهما ولو حبوا. There is no prayer is more burden on the munafiq more than Fajr and Isha. The Prophet is not saying praying in your house, he's saying about to come to the mosque. But let's take it our level, because we are poor Muslims, we are living in America and okay. But he's saying that the worst prayer, the most difficult prayer to be performed on the munafiq is the Isha prayer and the Fajr prayer. Listen. The Prophet says, if they know the reward they're going to get in performing and Fajr in the mosque, and they have no means to come except to crawl, they will crawl. And by Allah, some of us who did not make Fajr or did not make it in the mosque, if they given them some money or they're going to give them a degree in their job, they will attend it. And this is the Prophet saying, if you know the reward and the blessings that you get for Salat al-Isha in the mosque and Salat al-Isha in the mosque, and you're so handicapped that you're so tired, that you're so sick, and you have no means, that you travel, there's no way to come unless you have to crawl, you will crawl. Subhanallah. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, forgive me and forgive my brothers. We are not cruel. We are not paralyzed. We are not handicapped. Look, all these blessings and all this ni'mah, cars, air condition, everything, and asphalt, and all these comfortable roads. And after this, the imam and one person praying Fajr. Or the imam and the muezzin and two people making Isha. Go to any mosque. Go to any mosque and come back to the United States. Go even to the mosque that in such a state, I'm not going to name it because people feel that I'm always backbiting. The mosque that cost $5 million. $5 million, I visited. And go to Fajr and see if the door open or not. Sad story. It's sad story, my brothers. It's so sad. You know if you have an option in North Carolina and it starts 6 o'clock, what time you want to leave Colombia or Charleston or wherever you live to be in the option? You know this. Do you know if they have a sale in Walmart or wherever after Christmas or after Thanksgiving, 50% discount? You know, you saw it in the TV. People are lining up. What time? 3 o'clock. Although that Walmart is not open, but they take a long line in the street. Wallah, brothers, we have in the mosque something more than a car, more than VCR, more than any of the things. Why? Why we are not concerned about this blessing? If you know what in the Fajr and Isha prayer, praying in the mosque, and you have no means except to call on me and hand, you will do it. Oh Allah, please, forgive us. We are guilty. We are have a lot of shortcoming, but we ask in your forgiveness that you cover us with your mercy, us and all the Muslims. Oh Allah, enable us to be a good Muslim. Oh Allah, make us a good parent. Oh Allah, give us from our children and our wives a means to be a coolness for our eyes and our hearts. Oh Allah, make us good Muslims. Oh Allah, make us good Muslims. Oh Allah, make us among those who guard over their prayer. Oh Allah, make us among those who guard over their prayer. Perform it in time and do it in a way that pleases to you. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.